Hessian.
Oh, bless
him. Hessian.
Hey, guys.
What up?
What?
Come on!
28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Cakewalk.
Now we have a regular air shift.
Yes. My alarm would be going off right now.
Mine would be going off right about now. But I would have woke up right before it. I'd be looking at the little night moon lights in my fish tank. I'd do about 15 minutes of prayer. And then after that, I get up and I go look at the moon lights. It's really spectacular.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I adjusted the microphones.
You did?
Yep.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Your still sounds a little flat.
It's terrible. I hate this mic.
You're getting screwed.
It always sounds like this.
It sucks.
Testing, 1, 2.
Oh, no, we don't need to do anything with that one.
1, 2. How's mine sound, Eddie? What do you think about mine?
Hey, Sean.
Too sharp.
Way too sharp.
Sean, what can you do about Sky's microphone?
I can do a lot.
Testing, 1, 2.
What can you do about my hearing loss?
Drop the highs and the lows.
No, just drop the highs.
Just drop it like it's hot.
Take the highs out.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
There, that's perfect.
Perfect, Sean.
I don't know what you did, Sean, but that fixed the problem.
Don't do anything.
Stop it.
Range all the way off.
Okay, perfect.
Sean, that fixed it.
Hi.
Sky, that sounds really good,
yeah.
Whatever you did.
Best you've ever sounded.
Hello.
Well... Where is she?
Oh,
I like it.
Wait.
I really do.
Oh, wait. I think that's something wrong.
Mikey show.
Is it Mikey?
You think?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Turn your radio down, okay?
Huh?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say it's, like, really cool that I got to talk to you guys. Tell you that, like, I listened to you guys, like, about, like, 5:30 morning and, like, the replay, and I never get to call in. And just, it really disappoints me that, you know, that's when I normally get to, you know, listen to you guys. And I'm not a P1 yet, but, like, I really love, like, listening to you guys on the radio. You got great chemistry, and, yeah, that's about it.
Thank you, dude.
All right, cool.
Mikey show.
Hey, Mikey, I just wanted to call and let you guys know that you guys are awesome. I listen to your show every day, and I've been with you guys since 6 o'clock, no lie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Why?
A little bit out of my mind right now, but I'm still here with you guys, and just want you guys to know I love you, and I appreciate everything you guys do.
Nice.
Go. Thank you very much.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You have a good one.
All right.
I'm a good one.
Sky.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hi.
Perfect.
Want to hear a little of...
It's so sweet, I swear.
Oh. It's life-changing, really.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear a little bit of... Borat on Conan O'Brien.
Oh, very
yes.
Nice.
Yes,
yeah, very nice.
Yes.
I think he did. Please.
I think what he was like a musical guest tonight.
He was interviewed first.
He was?
Yeah. And there. They like wrestled. Oh. It was really weird.
That's got to be some good stuff.
There he is. Glorious nation of Kazakhstan opens on Friday. Everyone's talking about him. Please welcome Borat.
My two favorites. It always kisses the male.
Very nice. See right there, Borat. That was terrific. What an entrance. What a... That was just...
Give him a thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Yes. Notice the piano keys tie.
That's a nice touch.
That is fantastic.
I love
it. Touch.
So much excitement in the air. Are you, and that welcome? I don't, not every guest gets that kind of welcome.
Very nice to be here in US&A.
Yeah.
US&A.
I like US&A.
You like US&A.
I like sex.
You,
oh.
You like sex is nice.
It's
yeah.
Very nice.
I've heard about it. Yeah. Do you, you...
Yeah.
So much. You're here in New York City. I don't think you've really been here much before. Are you enjoying New York City?
Very much, Conan.
Yes. Conan. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes. Conan's, whatever you like.
Last night, I have a very nice time in New York City. People very friendly.
Oh, good.
I go to a club called Ramrod's.
Yes. You went to Ramrod's?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Very nice.
Yes. Ramrod's. Yeah.
Very friendly. There were 200 men there. dance.
Yes.
And only one woman.
Uh-huh.
And who you think the woman choose? She choose Borat.
All right.
Yes, she chose me because ladies like a Borat. I have had syphilis 15 times. High five!
Yes, good. Yeah.
Don't leave me to hang.
Yes, right, yes. So this is terrific. You had a good time.
Yes, she reminded me of Kazakh woman. She was taller than me.
Uh-huh.
She had the hair on arms.
Oh, really?
And a deep voice.
Yes.
Borat, hey, baby.
Yeah.
And we go back to my hotel room, and I must have been very tired because I fall asleep. This morning, this lady, Shirley, have gone,
uh-huh.
And my anus, it was hang loose like the mouth of a tired dog.
I didn't get that. What?
You don't want to know.
All right.
Yeah. Let's change the topic completely. For no good reason at all. Kazakhstan, your home country, very upset about this movie you've made. They are threatening legal action against you. Country of Kazakhstan is threatening legal action. What's going on here?
This is not strictly true. There have been much controversy about my movie films in my country because of the amount of anti-Semitism in it.
Yes, there's anti-Semitism, yes.
However, eventually the Kazakh censor decided there was just enough of it and allowed it to be released.
Now, you say you're the fourth most famous person in Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Who are the three before you? Who are the three most famous?
Number three is a famous Olympic gymnast, Lily Utmarkan, who now works in Kazakh State Circus. Her famous trick is she put one foot in her mouth and the other in vagin.
Oh!
Yes, very deep.
Okay, we don't want to see it happen.
And the number one is a children's favorite animal actor, Johnny the Monkey.
Johnny the Monkey?
Yes, he is the star of Trans-Siberian Express and many, many other pornos.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Borat, you've been all over the country.
Yeah.
And all over the world.
Yes, Conan.
And what is the country that you liked visiting the most? You must have learned so much. What country do you like the most?
I like very much, while making promotions of my movie films.
Yes, yes.
I visit Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Yes.
Amsterdam.
I find it confusing because there is a red light district.
Red light district, yes.
Yes.
Famous red light district in Amsterdam.
Yeah. What has confused me is in Kazakhstan, a red light district is a very small area of town where the women inside it are not prostitutes.
You need a special area just for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen, Borat, we have a clip here from your movie. It's important that people see the clip to
please.
To make promotions, as you say.
Yes, to make promotions. If it's not success, I will be executed.
Really? You'll be killed?
Yes, my government has told me.
Okay. Let's make sure we get the word out. This is a clip Borat from Borat Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Beautiful title.
Thank you. That is the abridged title.
Yeah, the abridged title. So what is happening in this clip?
I think it is when I see a group of women called the feminists.
Yes, this is interviewing some women who are feminists.
Yes, in my country, only time you can have more than five women gathering together is either in a brothel or in a grave.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy.
We have a clip. I'm glad I high-fived that concept.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at this clip of Borat interviewing some American feminists.
So what that means is this feminism?
It's the theory that women should be equal to men in matters economic.
Now, so you are laughing.
And
yeah.
Political.
That is the problem.
Do you think a woman should be educated?
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
Oh. That is wrong.
But the government scientist, Dr. Yamak, have proved it is size of squirrel.
He's wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
Well, what you're saying is very demeaning. Do you know the word demeaning?
No.
We are saying to you
I could not concentrate on what this old man was saying. Listen, pussycat, and smile a bit.
All right.
That's it. Okay.
I'm done.
We're finished. We have to leave.
They seem very
angry.
Wow.
Listen, pussycat. He doesn't know what the meaning is, but he knows pussycat.
Thumbs up. Oh, do a little bit.
Very bad what you did, boy. No, bad, boy. I like to case you. No, I'm not. I cannot interview you, Borat, without bringing up what is one of the most, I saw the movie yesterday, one of the most memorable and shocking scenes I've ever seen in a movie. You had a naked fight with the producer of the film.
Yes.
I believe your producer is backstage at this moment.
Yes, that's Matt Bagatov.
There he is, yeah. You have, in this movie, everyone's going to be talking about this. You and Azamat. You have
Azamat.
Yes, I won't even try. Have a naked fight.
Yeah.
And it just blew my mind. How do you feel that you're going to be seen naked by millions of people?
Very proud.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have a glorious.
Wow.
Do you have glorious?
No. Let's change topics. But
I remember I touched it last time.
You did last time. You.
Hey Eddie, isn't it? Even though it's pre-taped way ahead of time, isn't it still like a pretty big no-no? Like, doesn't the network really frown on it that they have to bleep
big
it?
Big time, big time.
Even though it's on real late at night. And
I think. Yeah. Definitely.
Because I'm surprised Conan's so cool about it.
Well, he's definitely going to try and steer the conversation now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that made him visibly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It was not glorious.
No. It was an accident as a child. The,
but mine is thick like a can of Pepsi.
It is.
So although weird. It is prickly.
Yeah.
Ew.
Around this area due to recent pubis harvest.
What are you talking about? Pubic harvest?
Yes, harvest of a pubis. In my country, we have three major exports, potassium, apples, and human pubis. We have a glorious pubis.
Shave it off and sell it?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
It can be used to clean pots and pans and also... to make knit of children's sweaters.
I must have one. Incredible. Okay.
Yes.
Well.
Conan, can I ask you?
Yeah.
Do you have a red pubis? Pubis, is it red?
I don't think of all the interviews I've heard with him, this is like the craziest, man.
By far.
It's like over the top.
Yeah.
I almost think he's funnier when he's like, kind of going there. When it's blatant, it's real different.
The funniest thing is what you don't say.
Yeah. Yeah, when you come out and say it, it's like, you
know. It's like what I do, you know.
Whoa. Out of yourself.
Wow. Sean just came out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm coming out. So let's get this party started.
Okay. Do you realize that with all the news yesterday, like there's still tons of stuff we didn't go over?
I know. I'm going to get you a fresh... Oh, wait. My mic's like...
That's perfect.
Sounds so great.
Well, I'm getting you a fresh batch in like an hour. So.
Okay. Wow, man, Sean really fixed that microphone.
God, you're awesome. A miracle worker.
He just, you know, he took some of the high end out of it. You know what I mean, Sky?
Well, he basically, like, muted it.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sad?
It sounds weird.
I mean, it breaks my little
sounds
heart.
Sounds great.
It breaks my heart.
There you go.
Breaks my heart.
That's a little better, Sky.
Hello.
That's a bummer.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Talk to me about...
Tell me your name.
The farmer wants a wife.
Well, you know, I thought that they have created every reality show imaginable, but I guess I was wrong because they have come up with another one. The producers for American Idol and also the producers for The Price is Right have gotten together and put together a new reality show called The Farmer Wants a Wife. And basically what it is it's like a matchmaking deal between young farmers with no time to date women because they're too busy tending to their farm and women who dream of living a traditional small town lifestyle. So they'll do the whole thing where you...
Are women dreaming of living a small town lifestyle?
I
thought it'd be the opposite. Women would dream of living, like, in a high-rise in Manhattan.
Right.
Why would a woman want to live on a farm on purpose?
Maybe some people really dig that. I don't know.
Well, the thing that I'm thinking to myself is, if you wanted to live in a high-rise in Manhattan, you know, most of us cannot. However, if you want to live the farmer's lifestyle, it's probably pretty attainable.
Some people get allergic smelling hay.
great point, Sean.
Hay fever?
Mm-mm. New York is where I'd rather be.
Actually, farm living is the life for me.
Okay. I say, giving up Park Avenue. Mm. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Land spreading out so far and wide.
That's right, yeah.
Screw Manhattan. Just give me the countryside.
Sky, what is that?
That song.
What's wrong with her?
Does Sky know anything that happened before 1992?
No.
No. Nothing.
Nothing, pretty much, right? Nothing.
Do you know Color Me Bad? Okay, that was like 91, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
91, 92.
Sky, do you remember that there was a big oil spill in Alaska?
Yes.
What was the name of the boat that dropped it?
Was that the Valdez oil spill?
The Exxon Valdez.
Yes.
Yeah, I made that joke in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it. Thanks, Eddie.
That's probably the only way she knows it.
No, I wouldn't know that.
Nah.
Nah. Come on, dude. Nah.
Sky, what year did the first space shuttle blow up?
I don't know.
Why? Were you not alive when it happened?
I don't know. Well, I remember there was one when I was in elementary school, but I don't know if there was one before that or not.
There was not one before the one that when you were in elementary school.
Oh, gosh. What grade was that? Fourth? Great. Yeah, I don't know.
That was 85.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what space shuttle was it?
The Challenger.
That is correct, Sky.
Look at me. My name's Ski. Ha ha ha. Yippee yippee.
What country and city did the 84 Olympics take place in?
Oh, you know what? It's so funny that you say that, Eddie. It's so awesome that you say that. Because when Rebecca and I got into the argument about what Sky knows, because Rebecca believes that Sky knows stuff.
Oh, wrong.
And I said she does not know stuff.
Anything. Certain stuff.
And
certain stuff, not so much.
Nothing.
And I go, like, you could not ask her about past Olympics. And Rebecca goes, yeah, you could.
Well, dude, I was 7 years
old. And I go...
So what?
Sky,
It's
not
10.
Yeah. It's not like, you know.
That means I don't know about it?
And so do you remember it from.
It's not about remembering it.
Wait, I got a question.
It's just knowledge.
It's not about remembering it. It's about having the knowledge.
So it's not from remembering it. It's just from.
Sky,
like,
it's not that I remember. It's not that I remember President Ford when I was 7. I just know he was the president because I, you know, you like, you got to know stuff about your history.
Not really.
I didn't.
Well,
I don't,
sure, because your friends might ask you later, and you don't want to be embarrassed.
I don't care.
I didn't watch The Miracle on Ice, but I know all about it.
Yeah. Sky doesn't know what The Miracle on Ice is.
Oh, my God.
No.
The greatest sport.
Do you know what The Miracle on Ice is, Sky?
No.
You should.
That's infuriating.
You should,
They made a
Sky.
Movie about it called Miracle.
You should know The Miracle
on Ice. Oh, is that
that
hockey movie?
Yeah.
Disney did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's something you should know.
It's the greatest
Dude,
sports
cool.
moment in United States Olympic
well, that's
history.
That's awesome. I don't feel like my life is lacking because I
should,
don't know
that's
that.
A cool thing. You should know it.
Well, that's neat if I end up watching that movie and then remember that. But if not, I don't feel like less of a person. Like, you guys are looking at me and talking
Rebecca,
to me like I'm a mad woman.
Rebecca said she will know the past Olympics because, you know, you just hear it. And I said, I guarantee you, she cannot tell you any past Olympic cities. Any. None.
There's Atlanta.
Oh, boy.
I remember Atlanta.
I'll give you credit for that. I didn't think that you would be able to say Atlanta.
Yep.
84?
Can you name any Olympics outside of the United States?
No. Seoul.
See, then you do. That's not bad. Seoul's good.
Yeah, but this isn't stuff like I would ever be like, oh, I know stuff about Olympics. Like, I got to think about it and kind of, you know, dig deep in there.
Now, this is what I wonder, though. I wonder why, and we'll use Eddie as the example.
Okay.
I wonder why, to Eddie, in Eddie's mind, it's important for Eddie to know things. And why, in Sky's mind, it's so not important to know things. And she's a news girl. Now, that's what I want to get to the bottom of. That's what I want to know. What is your philosophy on knowing things doesn't matter?
You're asking me?
Yes. What is your philosophy on knowing things is not important?
You know, I've never really thought about it, but I know, like, going through school and stuff, when I would read and learn things, I would only retain them for, you know, like a month.
Right.
And then I would move on to the next subject and then retain that for a month and then move on to the next thing.
Because The Miracle on Ice isn't really something, it's not really a school thing.
Right. But anything that isn't, like, something that I'm totally interested in, it falls into that category. Okay, I'll retain it for the time being because people may be talking about it at school, but
that's the thing. Like, I know for a fact that Eddie is not interested in 90% of the things that he knows but believes are important to know.
Yeah, but I also believe that Eddie did not smoke weed for 12 consecutive years.
I love weed.
Are you saying that you did know them, but your brain didn't retain them because of the marijuana smoke?
Dude, I don't know. All I know is that, you know, how I've lived my life and what I know now. You know, I've never really put much thought into this whole topic, and I've never felt like I'm lacking or not smart because of it.
I pass on grass.
But you're lacking a lot of general knowledge.
Yeah.
We'll teach you.
And that's cool with
You'll
me.
Be like the $6 million woman.
Like, I don't
that
feel
does
like,
make you less
We have the technology.
Well, I don't.
We can rebuild you.
I don't want to be rebuilt. I like who I am.
No,
I
we like have bionic knowledge.
Bionic knowledge?
That we can give to you.
Well, if you can just, like, implant a chip and I don't have to do any work, then cool. That's fine.
Dr. Eddie will implant it.
That's right.
Cool. Dr. Pappy's on the case.
Yeah, I'm not
can
a
do
doctor.
It. He's a
well,
doctor.
Implant Happy, it doctor. Without Happy. Instruments.
I'm not a doctor.
Tonight you are.
Thanks, Doc.
I'm not a doctor.
General knowledge.
It's called a manual implant.
I'll just go to you for that.
Manual.
You'll be my general knowledge bank.
No.
Cool.
I don't have time for you.
Sounds perfect.
With my practice.
Wait, I thought you weren't a doctor.
I'm not.
It's called an implant without anesthesia, but lots of GHB.
What is your practice then if you're not a doctor?
It's practice.
Practice of what?
Practice on you.
What are you practicing?
But I have a practice. If I was a real doctor, I would have like a real thing. I have
a doist.
Practice. A what, Sean?
A doist.
Yeah.
And not a practice.
That's a doist. Right. What's a doist?
That's where you do it.
Yeah, I get it.
You get Sky in there and you do it.
What the heck?
Weird. Sky, tell me about the Oceanside smoking ban this week.
Yeah, so we know around San Diego, you know, there have been talks and bans here in San Diego City on the beaches and parks as far as smoking goes.
Beaches, parks, smoking goes.
Yep. So Oceanside is taking up the same issue this week for the city of Oceanside, whether to ban smoking on beaches and piers and public parks.
Oh,
and
my.
Like that. That's what I'm saying. So they say 9 of the 18 cities here in San Diego County already have this ban, but Oceanside hasn't done it yet. So they're going to talk this week.
Don't do it.
My guess is they'll probably do it. Mm. You know, whenever they talk about it, they end up doing it. I mean, it's the wave of the future, Rob.
They're like,
get on board.
They're like Kate and Hunter on Lost. They talk about it. They'll do it.
That's Sawyer.
Hunter?
They'll like break out of cages and they'll just do it, man.
All they want to do in life is get dirty, eat fish biscuits, and kiss.
Yeah, come on.
Pregnant.
Hey, what's the deal with these voting problems? Like, I saw it on TV, but I didn't get to hear it. Like, the audio wasn't on.
Yeah.
What's the voting? What voting problems?
Well, they use a lot more of those touchscreen voting machines.
Dang it.
For this, you know.
Oh, man.
Those can be tricky.
And I guess there were quite a few problems, including printer jams, because it, like, prints out a receipt of every vote, and there were printer jams. Some of the security cards didn't work. Some election workers actually forgot to plug the machines in, so it took them quite a while to figure out why it wasn't working. So, but luckily at every polling place, they had the, you know, paper ballots just in case something went wrong, which they did, and... as of last check, only one polling place in San Diego County actually ran out of paper ballots, but the rest of them were able to take everybody.
In the United States, we have a hard time figuring out how to vote.
We should be able to text our vote in.
Like idle.
I don't know.
Why not? You got one text per vote,
well,
99
yeah.
cents or whatever.
It needs to be, you know, they need
or
to
you know what I mean?
I think that we should be able to do it by putting our telephone at home into a cradle modem.
Yes.
Like war games.
I agree. Yes. Cradle it.
Shall we vote today?
And then you end up blowing up Seattle.
Exactly.
I just want to vote for Busby.
That's right. Shall we vote again?
Shall we play again?
Technology doesn't even exist today, Matthew Broderick. Ally Sheedy, what happened to her? Her career went really sheedy.
No. Oh.
Get it?
There.
Yeah, everybody.
San Diego Sheriff's deputy was driving drunk, off duty.
Uh-oh.
So is that legal?
No, that is definitely not legal. Yeah, they
said he was off duty.
Well, he was off duty when he crashed.
I have a duty.
What's the big deal?
Well, because...
So what happened? He crashed?
Yeah, he crashed his... He was driving his car. He crashed it into a tow truck that was pulled over to the side of the road helping some guy. It was on the 15 Monday morning about 3 a.m.
Where?
They say it was on the 15 at 3 a.m. They don't give the, you know, exit or the city. I know that could be like anywhere, but it was in San Diego... You know, San Diego City proper. But the blood alcohol, twice the legal limit. This guy is a 12-year veteran of the Lemon Grove Police Department. And so he's on an administrative assignment while they investigate.
But I would guess that they didn't actually give him an assignment.
Yeah, he's just sitting at a desk.
Today, the Spider-Man 3 trailer is going to air on TV.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yeah, Spider-Man 3, I guess everybody's been waiting. All the, you know, comic geeks are freaking out about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a 2.5-minute trailer, and it's going to debut tonight, Thursday, at 10 p.m., and they're doing it on all these networks. So it's going to be BET, CBS, Comedy Central, Logo, MTV, Spike TV, VH1. So tonight, 10 o'clock. But if you miss it after that, after it airs the first time at 10 o'clock, they'll post it online at ifilm.com, a high-def version of the trailer.
Really?
Yeah, so all the geeks are geeking out.
Awesome!
We got a lot of what you're doing at the courthouse stuff. We could do that in a little bit. Maybe save it for a little bit. Mikey Show, hello.
Yes, what's up, Scooby?
What's up, Scooby?
Oh, Scoob.
Man, you guys are awesome. I can't believe you guys are doing this.
Have you slept at all?
Is this too? P1 Scooby that we know, P1 Scooby?
Yeah.
Only Scooby. Hey, check it out, Mikey.
Someone's tie-tied.
Earlier, like maybe about 30 minutes ago, you guys talked about your normal routine when you wake up.
Right.
And you mentioned that you pray. You pray for 15 minutes. I was just wondering, what you pray about?
First thing I do is give thanks. The second thing I do is ask for forgiveness. And the third thing I do is pray for myself and others.
I was wondering if you can include my sister in your prayer.
Sure.
She has Hodgkin's lymphoma, cancer.
Hang on a minute. I need a pen.
I got you on here.
Yeah, wait, I got it. Do we have any more of those cards? I'm going to write it on something.
You need a prayer card.
What is your sister's name?
I'm going to spell it for you.
Okay, hang on. Scooby sister. Go ahead, spell it.
A-Z-E-N-E-T-H.
A Zenith?
Asenet.
What is it?
Asenet.
Asenet?
Yeah. The H is silent.
Okay. Asenet.
Yeah, she has a Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she's like really fighting the cancer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in her bone marrow.
What do they call that? Metastasized?
I'm not really sure.
When it spreads, yeah, that's what it's called.
But,
What are they telling her? What are they telling her?
She's in stage 4B.
That's bad.
Yeah, so what are they telling her? Like, what are they saying? You know what I mean? What are they telling her?
That she's doing chemo, and she's just basically, her body is reacting well to the chemo, but, you know, it's day-to-day, basically.
I'll pray for her, dude.
I'm sorry?
I will pray for her.
I didn't mean to bring the group down, but, you know.
No, dude. Hey, listen. Hey, man, if my sister was suffering from Hodgkin's lymphoma and I knew somebody that was praying, I'd be asking him to pray for her. So do not worry about asking me to pray for her. I will pray for her.
On another note, Eddie, are you ready to do this or do you want to save it for later?
Do what?
I challenged you earlier on the email.
Oh, dude, if you want to take me on, he wants to challenge me. Pop culture quiz.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on, Scoob. Come on. You need a Scooby snack.
I feel pretty confident, you know. I got some doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Got a little doop-a-doop-a-doop.
A little
bit-y. Hey, this is the time to challenge me. I mean, I'm...
And I want to doop-a-doop.
Mentally drained.
Certain amount of questions.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, we could do it. I mean, I don't know. Eddie, what do you think? All right.
Why not, man? Bring it on.
All right, let's do a P1 pop culture quiz. Sky's got that stuff.
I mean, I'm like a tard right now, so.
And I think that's why I got the little bit of an advantage. Yeah. I don't know.
It's a good call, Scooby.
Well, you know, I got to take my opportunities when I can.
Oh, okay. Enough.
All right, Scooby. Your categories are violent movies, The Office, or movie quotes.
Dead.
Violent movies, The Office, or movie quotes?
I'm going to pick movie quotes.
You're going to pick movie quotes.
Out of the three, that would have been the one.
B-Rob, come grab that. Okay. You're going to go with movie quotes?
Yeah. I can barely hear you with the background music.
Sorry, I had that up too loud. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. I forget who I start with. Eddie?
Usually me.
All right, Eddie. What 1992 blockbuster has Navy lawyer Daniel Coffey asking, quote, is the colonel's underwear a matter of national security? You gotta, can't you let me finish?
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right, Scooby, here's yours. You ready?
Yeah.
Fill in this line from 2001's Ocean's 11. Blank called, he wants your shirt back. Was it Ted Nugent, Steven Tyler, or Alice Cooper?
Ted Nugent.
That's correct.
Wow.
I have a tiebreaker question. As soon as you know the answer, say your name.
Oh, God.
But before we do this, I have to figure out. Do you have to wait till the end of it? You could say at any time you get the question. Yeah. At any point during the question that you know the answer, you yell out your name.
Okay.
What Mel Brooks movie gives Gene Wilder the line, my name is Jim, but people just call me Jim?
I'll guess.
So, Eddie, you're saying your name?
Dude, I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the only Mel Brooks, Gene Wilder movie I can think of is Young Frankenstein. That'll be my guess.
You forgot about Blazing Saddles.
Brain dead right now.
I was going to guess Blazing Saddles, too, but I wasn't sure if Mel Brooks did that.
You guys want to keep playing?
Bring it on, homie.
All right, Eddie, why don't you decide a category this time? Either violent movies or The Office. Oh,
The Office will be too easy, so I'll say violent movies.
Okay.
And, you know, when Eddie said that the category I picked might have been weak point, The Office would have been my weak point.
Okay. All right, well, because Eddie picked the category, we'll start with you, P1 Scooby.
All right, let's do this.
What role did Michael Madsen end up playing in Reservoir Dogs after auditioning to be Mr. Pink?
Please let me answer that. Please, steal.
Hey,
steal.
Please turn.
I don't know.
Mr. Blonde.
Because everybody wants to be Mr. Black. Eddie.
My way
or the highway. Eddie?
Yo.
In the movie Silence of the Lambs.
Doctor, I answered the other one.
Yeah. In the movie Silence of the Lambs, Dr. Lecter says he ate a census taker's liver, some fava beans, and a nice what?
Chianti.
There you go.
In your face, Scoob.
Game's over, Scoob.
You went right down in flames.
Sorry, bro.
For the record, Sky, for the record, it was L.A., 1984.
Yeah. What? Los Angeles.
For the record.
Oh. Okay.
Not Zurich, as you guessed.
Zurich? What is that?
Like, is that in, like, Switzerland?
How do we convince her it's important?
You know,
I just think that she is not very bright. And she's okay with that.
Some people say, look,
they have a thirst for knowledge.
Yeah.
And Sky is full.
Thank you.
Sky says, Sky says, she goes, look, I'm 1/16th full and I'm good.
May I pose a question for the crowd?
Yes, Eddie.
What the F is up with that sweatshirt?
Oh,
first of all, there's so many layers to it. A Michigan university sweatshirt. Why?
The no one person.
Not nobody. It's ripped to shreds.
Eddie, wow. Eddie. I know. I think I know.
Really?
I don't know, but I think I know.
Please, if you have a guess or any kind of enlightenment.
It's going to make you sick to your stomach.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk to me. Talk me through this because it really
It's
going to
make you
me.
Sick.
It really bothers me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thrift store. That belonged
no
to someone.
No way.
That belonged to
no
someone.
No way.
I have even more of a theory to support that.
Oh, come on.
I think that the guy who had the Michigan meltdown, that's what he did to his Michigan sweatshirt.
Well, that's great. It was Michigan State, so you be quiet.
Yes. One for me. Okay. Got your back, Sky.
I don't believe that, dude.
Yes.
I think that's the deal.
Because that... No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And the person that sold it to the thrift store got into a motorcycle accident in it.
And that's what happened to the sweatshirt? Wow. Did he live or die?
Well, take a look at the sweatshirt.
Oh.
Protect your head by wearing your helmet.
That's just my theory. I don't know.
Sky.
Yeah.
What is up with the sweatshirt?
Well,
where did you get it?
My favorite.
Why? And why won't you get rid of it? Look at the neck, Sean.
Well. Let's see.
Oh, whoa.
Did you see the hands?
That's just an
insult. Yeah, they're almost like,
you're homeless.
They're like gloves.
You're
yeah.
homeless.
See, this is the exact reason my husband told me not to bring the sweatshirt.
Duh.
Why do you want to walk around like a homeless person?
Because it's my favorite, most comfortable sweatshirt I own.
Okay, but you're not at home. You're at work.
I'm at my second home.
No, you're at work.
No, my second home. Anyway.
No.
Well.
You're at work.
I first laid eyes on this beautiful piece of clothing when I went out on my first date with the Bunny Boo. And
first date?
And Bunny Boo drove a big old lifted Jeep.
Cool.
And it was freezing out. And,
and it flipped over and you guys crashed.
Up. And he had this sweatshirt stashed in the back. So I wore it. And then when he dropped me off, I still was wearing it. And then I kept it because it smelled like him, and I would sleep with it when he wasn't around.
I almost cried.
And ever since, it's become my favorite sweatshirt because it's nice and, like, thin and comfy, and it's got my cum holes in it now, which is dope. So it's my favorite sweatshirt. Thank you very much.
Get rid
I'm
of
drunk.
It. It's disgusting.
No. And I have, like, three or four shirts that I wear around the house that look like this, too, that are just covered in holes. But they're my favorite. They're so comfy.
Eddie.
I wash them every week, and that's why they keep getting holes, because I keep washing them. It's not like they're dirty.
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Old.
Eddie.
Yes.
What would you do if your fiancé wore that?
I'd get a pair of scissors, and I'd cut it up, and I'd throw it in the garbage.
For reals?
I would.
For reals?
That's gross. I mean, that looks ugly and disgusting. I'm
but
sorry.
But yet, at the same time, gorgeous.
Thank you.
I'd get a couple of pipe-wielding brothers.
Yeah, what would you do?
And a blowtorch.
Yeah.
And a pair
and
of pliers.
And a pair of pliers.
Uh-huh.
And
get
I'd get
medieval
on that sweater.
Fast.
Shirt thing.
That's awesome, dude.
Was it that jacked up when you first got it?
Oh, not at all.
How did you do that?
Well, it's been 9 years.
Motorcycle accident.
And
did you skydive in it?
It's been 9 years.
And
not open the chute? It's been
were
nine
years. Did you jump into a pool of piranhas?
It's
were you dragged behind a horse and cowboy?
It's been 9 years and it gets...
Yeah. Were you ever in the rodeo?
It's been 9 years and
were you a rodeo clown in that?
Every week. It's been washed every single week
jump
for 9 years.
Over your... sweatshirt.
Yes,
did you play
jumped over hey, my sweatshirt.
Did you play did you play volleyball with the Yeti?
Sasquatch?
Yes.
Did you belly flop into a pool of acid?
Yes, I did, Sean.
Did you wrestle King Kong Bundy?
Yep, twice.
Did you stay in the sun and get a second degree sunburn?
Yes, once. No,
that is true.
Did you get into a knife fight with Black Mamba?
No, that
were you an extra on the video for Beat It?
Yes, definitely. I choreographed it, actually.
Get rid of
it. Well, then that explains it.
I'll buy you a new one.
I don't want a new one.
It'll smell like Bunny Boo.
I don't want a new one. No, I want this one.
I'll get you a pretty one.
No, I want this one.
I have like stacks and stacks of sweatshirts, but this is the one I wear every week. How did
you do that? Look at the hands, dude.
How'd you do that?
How is that possible?
I wash it. No, I did not. I wash it every week for the last 9 years. And little holes started to develop.
Do you wash it with tire chains?
No.
Okay, I got it. You don't have to pantomime peeing. I know where you're going.
I like my sweatshirt, and you guys aren't going to talk me out of it.
You guys want to take some photos?
Yes.
I want to dance some more.
Let me whip this out.
I want to play more music.
Something. I'm down to dance.
Whip this out.
Yeah, Eddie, I actually want to dance.
Eddie, start a dance party.
We want just You're a really quick dance good at party. That. Maybe a little Timberlake.
Okay, put in the request.
A little K-Fed. I don't give a rip.
Yeah, Eddie, let's do a hip-hop dance party.
No.
You're really good at those.
Eddie. Are you intimidated by yourself?
When you pop and lock.
That means I gotta figure out how to do this thing again. It's very difficult.
But the K-Fed song's right on the wall.
Right on the wall.
In orange.
On the wall, you're on the wall. Come on, Sean.
Let's go.
This is our warm-up song.
Oh,
yeah, everybody.
This is our warm-up song, and then we can move into something else.
Kevin Federline.
Stretch it out.
Yeah.
In the his out.
Let's get something to smoke.
Yeah.
Pour me a glass of crib. Let's go wet my throat.
Pop it up.
Tonight is going down.
Get out
so brand new.
Get it, bed.
It's time to hit the
top. You're the best.
Woo.
Get
into some.
Shoot.
Tonight is going.
Oh.
Whoa. You didn't want to get into some.
Okay, that was the warm-up. Order. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take requests.
We are one.
Yeah. Hip Hop Hour with Papa Eddie.
We are one.
Big Daddy E. Hey,
Big Daddy E.
Do something about your mom. Something.
Why are you stealing the
mix? It looks like a rest.
Why are you stealing the mix?
Do something about your mullet.
Son of a bitch.
Get out the hair clippers, jerk.
No.
Get the rat snap off your head. Get that crazy ass mullet off your skull. Take your ass to the barber shop. Tell the barber that you're sick of looking like an
I love it.
No, stop your friend Mike. He's
what?
Alligator. Yeah. I heard the original title for this was Allopile.
I've heard that too. Wait, Eddie, what are you doing? Eddie, stop!
Not this song.
Eddie, stop!
I don't want to ruin everything.
That's a creepy song. Eddie,
okay, you guys just walked into a dark, abandoned house.
No,
I don't want to.
Pitch black. And the only thing you hear is this coming from an upstairs bedroom. And there's only a flickering candlelight up there. And the only way out is up through that window.
No.
You son of a bitch. No.
Yeah, that's what you hear.
We're trying to have an all-request dance party, Eddie.
No.
It's John Marcotte.
Ew.
That's awesome.
All right,
what else you guys want to hear?
Hip-hop.
Yeah, we want to dance.
The greatest picture I've ever seen of you and your fiance.
Thank you.
It's so awesome.
I appreciate that.
They're a good-looking couple.
They really are.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have good-looking kids.
I hope so. Won't be for me.
I was positive the other day. I was driving into work that you're going to have a son.
Whoa.
Wow, really?
Wow.
I can't picture you having a daughter.
I've always thought I'm going to have a daughter first.
I'm positive you're going to have a son.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool, man. I'd love to play sports with him.
Mm-hmm.
And teach Jake.
Dude, I'm trying to educate myself. And I'm learning a lot
But you can't teach yourself how to throw a baseball.
No, no, but you can, like, learn fundamentals. Like, I got the Bill Parcells deal. I remember watching it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Really good. That's it teaches cool. you how to teach your yeah. kid.
Hey, I'm all about, I'm ready now.
I'm ready now.
All right, let's hear some Boston Rob music. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as it's a cool
one. I'm too skinny, need some
gr- I hate that one.
Yeah, I want something to dance to. No, something to dance to.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay,
here
it
is. Come on, you guys, get
up. There you go, Britt. Be Riz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So electric.
Yeah. So delicious.
Oh.
I'll take you to the taco shop. I'll let you hear what you want. Go ahead, girl, on the extra guac. First date, I didn't spend a lot. I'll take you to the taco shop. I'll let you hear what you want. And do you mind if we walk? My car don't run a lot. You can have it your way. How do you want it? Extra rice and beans. Tell Pedro he's on it. Can't beat the prices. So we go to the next level. Walt, not stack. Hit the value menu. I'll break it down for you now. Baby, it's simple. I'll buy the first time. You get the next, though. Could you be a good sport and not act so mental? Next, we go to the park or whatever. Don't cost, though. This our first date. And I ain't a doctor. Friends teasing you about the taco I bought ya. Tell me how to treat a lady. No problem. Get out of my car and give me back my horchata. I'm a dirt bag. What you see is what you get. If you saw my bank account, you understand who you with. I'm trying to explain, baby. Best way I can. I'm a broke-ass dirtbag who wants to be a man. I'm a taco shop. I'll let you hear what you want. Go ahead, girl, load an extra block. First date, I didn't spend a lot. I'll take you to the taco shop. I'll let you hear what you want. And do you mind if we walk? My car don't run a lot.
Very nice. Very nice.
You guys feel better?
I like it.
A little bit.
Can we do one more?
Sure.
Can you give me some mic? Turn this up a little bit. Turn number two up a little bit. Yeah, number two. Number two.
Number two.
Sibilance.
Number two.
Hey, Eddie, guess what I just read?
What?
Uh-oh.
49ers to leave Candlestick.
Oh, I saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, they've informed the state, the city.
They stopped the negotiations to stay.
Dude, they should. That stadium, you think we have a bad stadium?
It's a turd.
Here in town? That Candlestick Park is the worst stadium ever.
Well, the preseason games are so hot. The preseason games are disgustingly hot. And then when it gets into the season, it's so freezing cold with the wind and all that stuff. And plus, it's under sea level, so it's a sloppy, disgusting field.
The winds, like, you could be sitting in one end of the stadium, and you could get, for, like, a quarter, the most blinding winds in your face, and it'd be freezing cold, and then the next quarter, it'll be blazing hot. It's just weird and bizarre, and it's dirty, and it's an ugly stadium, and it's awful. They have retractable seats. It's just crud.
They should move.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're not going to build them a new stadium, then get out of there.
Dude, I'm convinced that the Chargers are going to be the last team in the NFL to ever get a new stadium.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Like these stupid Please. 49ers are going to get one before we do.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
That's awful. That's an awful thing to say.
Oh, this seat is so nice.
Oh, dude, yours is terrible.
Oh, this seat's so nice.
I love Mike's seat.
Oh, yeah.
Should we have a quick discussion about...
Tonight's the merger for sure.
Yeah, I just went to the website. It's called Branch Closing. With the Scranton branch closing, Michael struggles to keep spirits up.
Yeah, I think the merger's next week. It's next week, I think, the merger.
Well, the beginning.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Twomp. No. For Twomp.
What does that mean?
For Twomp?
Yeah.
Actually.
I really didn't know.
Out of anybody, you don't know. For
Twomp?
Yeah.
420.
420?
420.
Do you know what 420 is?
Well, of course I do.
Oh, whoa.
It's like it's
my life.
April 20th.
But I do.
That's
it's my bread and butter,
it's,
baby.
That's right, on the baby. Table.
Bread and butter on the table.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Mix
it up.
And put it on the table.
Yeah, dude.
And now, for something completely different.
Come on, Sky.
I'm nervous. Sky, I'm nervous. Eddie's dancing. Yeah, get it, Eddie.
She trained the pop
portfolio
is full of these. The woman is wild. She will tear your whole barnyard apart. Swine on a platter.
Yeah, Eddie.
The table is bare, but the meat is
okay. Okay. Go with it. Yeah.
Interlude.
Pork rinds and pickled hooves. Hot mugs and chitlins too. A bone and ham. She could really rip ham hocks apart. Money's no matter when you're ultra rich and you own a red beat car.
Sky.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, pigs. She'll chew you up.
Sky.
She's a ham eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, pigs. She'll chew you up.
Ham.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out. She's a ham eater.
You're a ham eater.
Honey bake.
You're a ham eater.
Honey bake.
Honey bake.
Fun.
I like ham.
I like ham.
I like ham.
What else you guys want to do?
Honey baked.
Dance.
Just say honey drops.
Dance.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, ball breaker.
Hey, Sky.
That's not a drop.
How long have you had those slippers?
This is going to be gross, Sean.
You checking these out, Eddie?
I can't see.
They look like they're in good condition.
Oh, yeah. She wears those all the time.
Yeah, these
like,
are,
they're in good quality
condition. Yeah, these are my favorite. They're either 2 or 3 years old.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
My grandpas are like 50 years old.
That is so wrong.
And they're, you know, hanging in there too because they're leather.
That's so wrong.
And comfy.
I do not understand that psychology.
What's the problem?
I just don't understand.
Like, what is it about? Are they comfortable? Or they, is it that you want a piece of your grandfather?
Yeah, it's just that I was so close to my grandpa. And
can't you
yeah,
put him in, like, in a glass case?
No, because yeah, for me, this is a way that I, you know, a part of him is still with me. Because I was really close to him, and I miss him.
That ring around your neck, isn't
yeah.
that his?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you have to walk around
have,
in his shoes?
I have his, like, flannel pajamas, and I have a couple of his polo
weird,
shirts.
That's weird, man.
And I
just
bathe
think,
in it.
I don't know, man.
Well,
I
love it.
I think it's kind of weird, because he had pretty big shoes to fill.
No.
What?
What?
Dude. Have you been waiting that whole time to say that?
Yeah, how long have you been waiting to crack that, Jim?
That was really weird. But no, you know what I mean? So I just feel...
No, I don't know what you mean.
I just feel like a part of him is still with me when I get to wear his shoes.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
You know,
he gets
among,
it.
That's so weird.
Who amongst
care,
us
he
haven't.
Gets it.
Okay, back to drops.
Hey, ball breaker.
No, I already did that one.
Oh.
We're all a little loony, aren't we?
I think
ooh.
So.
No.
Ooh.
Negative.
This is going to be over real quick.
Oh. Oh, God.
That was good. That was good.
Love you, Mal.
Thank you.
Opposite of good.
This is going to be over real quick. Love you, Mal.
Identical.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry now.
I'm ready now.
What are you hungry for?
Eggs and bacon.
I victory. Love pancakes.
Victory. Oh, nice tall glass
wakey,
of victory.
Wakey, wakey, hands off snakey.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
You know, don't touch a snake in the morning.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's the thing.
I'm ready now.
Snakes in the desert.
All right.
All right.
I'm wearing spider wings.
That's really
you guys want to talk to some listeners?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
To it.
Mikey, wake up.
There you go, Mike.
Wakey, wakey.
Whoa. Hey,
Mikey, show.
Still on the air.
Hello.
Safe
What's
Harbor.
Up there, homie?
Well, what's happening?
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I would like to request some elevator dirtbag.
I don't know if we got any around.
That's the best of thing that I wanted us to play.
That
what,
is
what
a
do you want to play?
Request.
It's the second thing up there.
There's a couple.
It's the second one up there.
How do I ID?
Let me see it. Hang on.
Is it either...